Voters will head to the polls Tuesday to vote for mayor and city council seats, but it's likely that many of them will skip the school board candidates, like DeKalb County resident Matthias Pohl did in July of 2012.
I'm just not sufficiently familiar with the people who were up for election, so I decided not to cast a vote.
Pohl, who has two children in the school system, did cast votes for other issues on the ballot. Sis Henry is the executive director of the Georgia School Boards Association. She says school board races in general just aren't as sexy as other races.
Unfortunately, people don't pay attention to the governance of a school system like they would pay attention to the election of a mayor or a city council member or a county council member or a congressman.
Often school board elections are held on off-cycle years where turnout is naturally lower. That means candidates don't have to appeal to a broad base, according to Mark Elgart, the president and CEO of Advance Ed, which accredits Georgia school districts.
One of the things that Georgia could strongly benefit from is requiring school board elections to happen on only the major election cycle, where a majority of us go to the polls, so that we are electing these officials based on a majority of the populace in our districts or in our communities.
Henry says the low turnout is especially concerning given the kinds of critical decisions school boards make.
This is one of the most important elections that a voter can vote in. School board members are making decisions that can affect the quality of education in their communities for decades to come.
A school board's duties include choosing a new superintendent. That decision will be a monumental one for Atlanta as the district tries to chart a new course and recover from the cheating scandal. Martha Dalton, WABE News.